For a closer look at the situation in Mariupol, we turned to an advisor to the city's mayor, Petro Andrushenko. I asked him about Russia's demand for Mariupol to surrender in exchange for safe passage out of the city for its residents.
You know, all the Russians said it's absolutely a lie. They blocked our city, destroy our city and kill our people. So when they said it about humanitarian corridor or something else, it's absolutely a lie.
Yes, they said that lay down your weapons and we'll create humanitarian corridors. And you're saying that's a lie.
Yeah, of course, because they don't want to save our people. It's not a true step for peace, for save people, because they still kill our people day by day, hour by hour.
Can you describe the situation in your city right now?
The situation is terrible because all our people must live in bomb shelters without any electricity, without any water, without heating, and just without food now, because our food reserves empty. The Russian try to block any way for us to get some humanitary goods for our people.
Recently, a Russian strike hit a crowded theater in Mariupol where hundreds of people were seeking shelter, and we've heard about another attack on an art school where President Zelensky said about 400 people were taking refuge. What are first responders finding there? Do you know?
We try to find our people and help him, but it's in this situation, it's impossible because every minute we have a Russian attack, and it's very dangerous for other people who try to help.
So it's even hard to show up to try to dig people out because they risk getting hit by another Russian attack.
Yeah, absolutely.
At this point, how many civilians have been killed in your city?
The last numbers, official numbers, what about 2,000 people?
We've also seen reports of residents being forced to go to Russia by Russian forces. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, the Russian forces from any districts and any area that they try to control first step of Russian army and Russian government, it's forced evacuation to Russia. And when it happened, our people didn't know anything about what the destination when they said is it evacuation. Our people think it's to Ukrainian control part, but after that we know that thousands of people are forced evacuated to Russia, an economically depressed city.
What do you want to say to the international community right now about what residents of Mariupol need?
First of all, we need the closed sky in Ukraine because the most dangerous thing for us is, first of all, is missiles and aircrafts that destroy and kill more people than ground forces. And the second, what we can to say, we're absolutely sure that Putin don't stop in Ukraine. So he want more and he want other European countries, Baltic countries, Poland, and other countries. So we need a real army help from international community.
How are you? How is your family? Is everyone safe?
Yeah, my family is safe. And it's the first question for everyone who fight with Russian forces. It's one of the main questions for every man in Ukraine. To get safe for our families, and after that we go to fight. All our country and all our people now fight with the Russians.
Petro Andrushenko, advisor to Mariupol's mayor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.